Eric is as Texan as they come. He was about to become a Baptist preacher when he converted to Islam. Reconciling Allah and America means white Muslims like Eric have to be resourceful. Even in the middle of the game, a man's got to pray when a man's got to pray.
I need to find a place to pray that's out of the way. That's west, that's east. It's this way.
Thanks to his Baptist upbringing, Eric has always taken his religion very seriously. But Christianity wasn't conservative enough. Eric liked Islam's approach to life.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya as-salah, hayya al-falah, kamat as-salah, kamat as-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Since converting, Eric's never missed a call to prayer.
Islam is everything I wanted Christianity to be. It's got such a magnetic attraction to it. It's a way of life that chooses to worship an unseen God through a process of daily living. I'm very patriotic. I love this country. I was born American, raised American, die an American, but I'm a Muslim.
Surprisingly, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the USA. Texas is home to some 400,000 Muslims. Eric's mother, Marianne, is a committed Baptist. She's never visited the mosque before. Eric's wife, Karen, also a convert, is on hand to show Marianne around.
Very scientific with this, just however you're comfortable.
Can you say, Salaam Alaikum?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
That's good.
You want to keep up with your keys for me?
Okay. Hadrati Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa ala al-sultain al-sharifain.
Eric converted 14 years ago without telling his mum. When he broke the news, Marianne, like many of the convert's parents, found it impossible to accept.
She's a wonderful woman. I love her. And maybe someday she'll embrace Islam and be happy for all of us.
Since 9/11, mosques say they've seen more Americans convert to Islam than ever before.
9/11 was a tragedy. 9/11 should never have happened. Whoever did 9/11 should be sent to hell with the worst of punishments. And I want to make sure before I go any further how serious we take 9/11. Because 9/11 has turned into a blessing to the Muslim community. What has happened because of 9/11 is that people have gone out to actually buy a Quran. They want to actually start to understand Muslims and try to figure out why this behavior, why is this happening? People are learning more about Islam every day because of 9/11. And I don't think they're going into it to become Muslim because they like what they saw, but I think they want to understand what's going on, and as they do, they start to see the beauty of Islam.